Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our new friend joining us this half hour. Dr. Chaim Herring is here. Chaim is a rabbi. He's also a doctor of philosophy in organization and management, CEO of ChaimHerring.com, author of a number of books, including a new one, Connecting Generations, Bringing the Boomer, Gen X, and Millennial Divide, bridging that divide. And it's just out now, and he's here to talk to us about the whole spectrum of issues that we're all having to deal with as these generations collide at this moment in time, sometimes as many as five generations in one eight-digit grid coordinate. Chaim, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you for having me. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. One of the things we have talked about a lot over the years on the show, I started out talking about the Gen X, 20 years ago, when Gen X was the equivalent of baby boomers. And one of my Brain Trust members wrote a book titled "They're Not Rude, They're Just Gen X," and then we got the millennials, and I don't know what to say about those folks, but I have determined that Gen Y is probably the best humans we've ever raised because they're the least pretentious. But at this moment, we've got five generations in the workplace, don't we?
Well, we do, and I think what's really unprecedented, this is not a garden variety generation gap. We have a template for handling a few generations, but this is just unprecedented.
This is different. This time is – thank you for that, Chaim, because this is different. I keep trying to tell people that this is different, and the reason I say that is because – you and I are baby boomers, and I think you probably are. You may be a Gen X. I'm not sure, but I'm a baby boomer. And even though I didn't want to admit it, years ago, I now realize that I wasn't that much different than my parents in my expectations and in so many of the ways I went about life and about work. But the millennials, they are markedly different from baby boomers on many levels, aren't they?
They are, and I think that's a really important point. When we were growing up, and yes, I am a late boomer, not to be confused with a late bloomer, but a late boomer. So when we were growing up, technology meant television and radio, and if we were lucky, we maybe got a microwave later on.
Right.
But millennials don't know a world without chips and modems and 24/7 connectedness. So, yes, that really is a fundamental difference.
It has given them a level of expectation that we never had. What's been the most interesting to me about the millennial response, Chaim, to whatever they hear about my life or the life that was around me when I was their age, is they seem to have a disregard for that. I actually was telling one of my employees once about making a living on commission, working a territory decades ago, and when I'd have to stop and call my service at the payphone or borrow a phone, and then that person said, "Well, why didn't you just use your mobile phone?" And I said, "Because they weren't invented." And he said, "You know what he said?" He didn't say, "Well, wow, that was pretty cool the way you made a living in those days." He said, "Well, that's just stupid." His response to me was, "That's just stupid. Very idea that you hadn't invented a mobile phone. What's wrong with you people?"
Well, one of the things we have to help millennials understand is they did not create innovation. That boomers were actually wonderful innovators. On the other hand, I have a lot more empathy for millennials as I've gotten into my research and just daily interactions at work and family. So we didn't buy millennials from Amazon. I think that boomers actually raised that.
There's no question about that.
Are they critiquing the way that we live? Mm-hmm. And what do we have to learn from them, even though it's harsh?
That's exactly right. And the other thing that's been interesting, and I'd like your thoughts on this when we come back after the break, my experience with millennials is that about one out of five doesn't act like a millennial. They act like a baby boomer. And it's very interesting to see. And the, one of the ways you can tell is they actually get irritated at their own generation. I've seen that before. I need your website, Haim.
www.HayimHerring.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is called Connecting Generations. Quick break, 20 tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.